bugs. They're much more useful than we give them credit for. Bees make honey, leeches are used in medical practice, and beetles, as it turns out, are excellent laborers for paleontologists in the piece. Lisa Buckley joins me this morning for more. Lisa, hi there.
Good morning.
So beetles and paleontology, what's the relationship here?
You wouldn't think there would be much for a beetle to do in a paleontology museum.
No, I can't say I've ever considered it before this.
Well, as a paleontologist, we study bones. So most of the time, people think of us studying fossil bones that are as far from juicy and gross and covered in meat as humanly possible. But paleontologists also compare fossil bones to bones of modern animals. And so to have a modern animal bone collection, you often have to go and do it yourself and find modern animals and get them down to their bone state and get them ready to study. That's where the beetles come in. So these beetles that we use, they're the ones that we specifically use in our museum, are called larger beetles. They're a type of beetle called a dermestid beetle, a flesh-eating beetle. So we take these modern animal specimens, that's, you know, roadkill, things that we find out in the wild, put them in a container with these flesh-eating beetles and let them work their magic, eat all the meat away.
Okay, so you've told us where the bones come from, that the beetles are hard at work at. Where do these beetles come from?
Oh, I hope everybody drinking their morning coffee and having their breakfast in their house is listening really close, because these beetles are in your homes. They are in your homes as I speak, as you drink your coffee and eat your breakfast. It's dermestid beetles, these flesh-eating beetles, they are a natural part of the scavenger cycle. So they're part of nature's cleanup crew. And if you cook food in your house, if you have pets, and dried food in your house, if you've ever had a dead fly in your windowsill that you've had to clean out in the spring, you have dermestid beetles, because they're attracted to dried protein products, dried natural protein products like hair, insects, pet food, any bit of dinner that falls behind the stove that you don't get to right away. So guaranteed, you have dermestid beetles in your house right now.
Right. And so we don't really think, A, that we have these beetles in our house, but B, that they could be providing some kind of a function. Lisa, what's the typical reaction when people first hear about how you use these beetles?
Well, it varies. If I'm talking to kids, they at first they say, ew, gross, and then they want to see the beetles. If I'm talking to adults, the first reaction is denial, because there's no way that they have these beetles in their own homes. I mean, ew, can you imagine? But really, it's the beetles in your home. It doesn't mean that your home is dirty. It just means that you have some stray protein products just around your house, just by your own hair, your pet's hair, your pet food. It's just a natural part of the scavenging cycle. So,
you mentioned that kids want to see these beetles and that we have them in our home. Obviously, we overlook them. How hard are they to see? How big are these creatures?
They're not very big. In the larvae, which kind of look, the larvae are brown. They're maybe about, a centimeter long. They kind of look like fuzzy brown caterpillars. And the adults are about the same length, a little bit smaller. They're black. They look like almost like a tiny little oval black pill with a orange stripe across the back. And you can commonly find them, you can find them if you look around your pet's food dish, if you look around the baseboards in between the baseboards and the carpet, on your floor, under your stove, in your pantry, because these are where we store dried food, and that's what attracts these beetles.
Well, I can only imagine how many of these I have in my own home. I'll send my children on a scavenger mission later on today. If you didn't have these beetles, Lisa, what would your work as a paleontologist be like? How crucial a role do these little guys play?
I find these guys very important for my work. I do a lot of comparison of fossil dinosaur bones to modern bird bones, just because there's dinosaurs and birds are pretty much the same thing, and the way that birds use their bones is gives us a lot of insight into how dinosaurs use their bones. If I didn't have the beetles to actually do what they do best and clean all of the smelly, gross tissue that you can't store long-term off of these bones, I would have to go through the extremely annoying process of preparing these skeletons a different way. I'd either have to do the removal myself, I'd have to boil them, which is not as good for the bones if you want to store them and work with them. So these beetles, just by doing what they do best, helped me out a lot in my own research.
Well, I guess we can give some praise to the dermestid beetle. Thanks for joining us this morning with the story. Not sure my coffee is sitting so well in my stomach anymore, but we will post a few pictures that Lisa Buckley has provided for us, and just take warning that they are pictures of beetles eating at desiccated flesh on bones. Lisa, thanks again for this.
Thank you.
Lisa Buckley is a paleontologist with the Peace Region Paleontology Research Center.